I think what's maybe frustrating us a bit, Dermot, is that there's a lot of good things going on at Finn Harps. As I said in there, you know, the first team is challenging. Joe's 19s, Decky's 17s, Kevin's squad, they're all challenging for places. We've spent a lot of time and effort in recruiting, restructuring the academy, putting a 13 manager in place. And I think what they're sort of saying, look, there's a lot of work has gone in by people who are, at the end of the day, volunteers out here. We do need more positive publicity, and we do need a I suppose what I would call a level playing pitch, and everybody pulling in the one direction. It's very distracting, some of the stuff that's gone on, and I don't mind saying it hasn't been good for the league or hasn't been good for soccer what's happened.
Yeah, and that's referring to the situation in the Premier Division with the situation at Bray Wanderers, and then Limerick after that, problems with players not being paid wages. But even moving on from that, John, the very fact that, you know, Finn Harps and the committee and everybody involved with the club don't really know what direction the league is going, don't really know what the structures are planned for in the seasons ahead.
Yeah, I think one of the things we'd be hoping for that very soon, we're made very clear to us what's going to happen in the coming season, so we can we planned inside of our own club for what we intend to do to try and take players through. So I think it's only fair that we should have a very clear picture in the coming month to where we're going in the 2019 season. Last year was, and I did the press conference here last year after it, last year was unfortunate to say the least. It made the job of people trying to decide how much money they were raising or whatever, or telling players where they were going, it made that job very, very hard, Dermot. And we would just hope that everything is made clear early on so we get a chance to plan and put everything in place.
Yeah, because last year, if we remind ourselves, the Premier Division went from a 12-team division down to a 10-team division, and not everybody was happy with that move.
No, and, you know, I think Ollie outlined in there, you know, we have to look at the cost of it last year where there was no player, for example. And these are things that have to be dealt with. We exist, every club in the First Division, and indeed a lot of the Premiership, obviously, exist on a very tight margin. Cash flow is difficult. So, I mean, we need to be able to have the maximum time to plan for what we're doing.
And how are things in terms of cash flow at Finn Park at the minute, John?
Well, again, as I said in there, you know, they're not, you know, it's always a struggle. And I think we would hope that more people, the worst time, and if you go back over the last 4 or 5 years, the summer period does hurt Finn Harps. We're a rural club, and for a variety of reasons, the fan numbers drop. And that always tightens the cash flow. So it's always tough at this stage of the year. And I think there's three things we need. We need the fans to come out, obviously, to support the team because we've reached a very crucial part of it. We need those fans to come out because of the financial income to keep keep servicing the wages, etc. But not just that, to service the underage structure we put in place. I think, for example, on that one, people got to realise that the underage structure will cost in the region of 110,000-120,000 over this year. And I think that's something maybe some people think because it's underage, it's less. It's not. A bus going to Dublin is not going to say I'll do it for half price because we've got the under-15s on.
Yeah.
So it is tight, and we're working very hard. There's a draw out. There's a golf classic for on next Monday in Stranorler, and again I still appeal to it personally. I think the corporate Donegal, I still think it would like if they would get behind us more. It'll always be challenging, but we're doing our best. But we do need support on all. We need support on all fronts. Finn Harps has, it's been always been made clear, commercial people through the gate and fundraising. There's three legs to the stool. And if any one of those legs is not reaching his target, then we have a problem.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the underage teams, John. They're all delivering the goods this year, certainly on the pitch. They're all going well, all challenging for honours in their respective divisions. And the very fact that the first team is challenging for promotion as well, one would hope that that would attract some big gates in the closing games of the season, because these are exciting times.
They are exciting times. And, you know, as I say, we look at the senior team, then you look at where Joe's team are, you look at where Declan's team are, the 17s, Kevin's team, you come down there, like the under-13 National League is starting next March. We put Paul Paul in there about 2 weeks ago. There's a whole restructuring of the academy. A lot of work has gone into that. Like there was four of us on the little committee who worked at the underage there since Christmas. It was huge, huge work on top of everything. We have another team of 05s going out to the Galway Cup next week, which is brilliant. Because the whole thing is about a pathway for kids in Donegal through the whole way from, say, their under 12s through to League of Ireland football and hopefully beyond. But it costs, and we have to be realistic about that. It costs. I think we're doing all we can with the structures and that on the field, but we have to have more support. It's just not, I personally believe, it's not sustainable if people don't lend their support to it. We have an excellent relationship there with the junior club, the under school boy clubs. I would be the point of contact between them and the players. And I can say that when we recruited the 19s, 17s, 15s, 13s people for that squad, not one club turned around and said, no, you can't have A, B, or C. And I know at times some people might give that impression, but I can't speak highly enough for the clubs that have said, ah, it's great that he's gone up to Finn Harps. And we're delighted. It's a project, it's a really exciting project to be involved in. I probably, this part of it, never enjoyed anything more than the last 6 months when we're doing this. And I think anybody that's into football has have Kevin McHugh on board, having Declan, having Joe on board, Paul, who I would have worked with in the schools program. We have some brilliant, brilliant people. And we have, you know, I think the picture in your own paper the last night, when you looked at 30-odd coaches and there were 20 missing, decked out in Finn Harps gear, you know, I could be said to be biased, but I have to say it was impressive. These guys are putting their time in for not a penny, you know, but we do need the backup. We need nutrition. We need the fitness. We need the equipment. We need money for the travel, for the food. So again, it's an exciting time, but we need it costs to be professional. Costs, and we are being very, very professional. In my opinion, I think most clubs would accept that we are.